Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. And for our part, we realize the room is very crowded. There's a lot of people and a lot of interest in discussion. So no hard feelings. As this is the first time a delegation is taking the floor, please allow me to thank you, your team, and the Secretariat for all of your hard work and efforts to reach common ground and achieve a consensual, substantial final report. As we begin our second and last formal session of the GGE this year and prepare for the discussion on the future mandate of this group, please allow us to make a few general comments. Israel would like to join those that highlight the progress that has been made this year in our discussions in March, while also noting the need for further work in the GGE, leading to tangible outcomes. The constructive atmosphere of our discussions reaffirms our belief that the CCW remains the most suitable forum for addressing the challenges and opportunities presented by emerging technologies related to lethal autonomous weapon systems. Israel believes it is important to continue our discussions in this forum in a substantive and meaningful way, focusing on informed discussions that allow us to further our mutual understandings and continue to examine the aspects that have been raised so far. We see in the draft report ample base for discussion this week, such as regarding the applicability of IHL to the development and use of laws, as well as the importance of legal reviews and risk mitigation measures, and the importance of retaining human responsibility for the use of laws. Considering the continuous evolution of technology, it is important to recognize that our understanding and expectations of emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems can possibly change over time. Therefore, there remains a need to approach our discussions in a cautious and measured manner. Our delegation emphasizes the importance of building our work upon the recommendations and conclusions of the GGE that have been achieved by consensus in previous reports. Additionally, we believe that it is essential to our work, which has a primary focus on IHL, to accurately articulate the existing IHL norms in the GGE's outcomes, particularly in the upcoming report. We will provide some concrete suggestions in the relevant paragraphs throughout the week. Chair, we look forward to continuing our deliberations in order to promote greater understandings of laws, to achieve further progress and narrow the gap between national positions on ways to continue addressing the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws. Israel will continue to play an active and constructive role in this substantial process within the CCW. Mr. Chairperson, please allow me to thank you for your leadership and guidance and to wish us all a productive and successful week. I thank you.